party by a girl, and we went to the house, and her parents had gone out and locked the house, so we decided to go down to the tube for a walk. We crossed over a stile, and we just went into the tube.
How far into the tunnel did you go?
About 10 yards.
What did you go in there for?
Well, none of us had been down there before, we just wanted to see what it was like.
And what was it like? Could you see anything?
I couldn't see nothing much, there was only a noise coming from behind the girders.
Was there a lot of rubbish and paper lying about?
No, not really.
Well now, how did you come to light a fire or strike a match or whatever it was? What happened?
Well, there was a page of a book on the floor and I had my lighter. And we lit the paper and threw it in behind one of the girders.
I was scared,
it was terrifying, but the noise in there was so terrific, and the clanging noises, and I thought it was metal buckling, you see.
You thought the bridge was going to collapse on you?
Yes, well it could do, as far as I knew, it could have gone any minute. Anyway, I walked on about 60 or 70 yards, and I hadn't seen a door, and I really thought this is as far as I should go, but I carried on a bit further. I must have passed one door, and I didn't see it. Anyway, I carried on for about another 30 or 40 yards and I thought, oh, this is it, I'm going back. But I saw a door. It was a narrow steel door in the side structure. So I opened it and I had nearly had my head blown off when I put my head in to have a look back the way I'd come. You see, it's two tunnels in one, and there was a gap of about a yard between the two.